Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Gallagher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Bryant. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Bryant. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jose Ortiz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Danny Breeden. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a fly ball into center field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hickman moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hickman moves to third. Two outs. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden takes first base on ball 4. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas bunts towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Fuentes covering, for the out. Breeden moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ortiz. Dietz reaches second base with a double. McCovey moves to third. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryant strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier pinch runs for Chris Spear. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Mays reaches second base with a double. Lanier moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCovey is walked intentionally. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Lanier now playing shortstop. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Ortiz reaches second base with a double. Callison moves to third. Danny Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Breeden is called out on strikes. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 0 in the game. Pappas strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hector Torres now playing shortstop. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fuentes moves to second. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0 for 2 in the game. Bryant bunts towards the mound. Pappas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fuentes moves to third. Gallagher moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fuentes tags and scores. Gallagher tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Giants. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallagher scores. Bryant moves to second. It's 4-0, Giants. Jim Colburn now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Bryant moves to third. Lanier moves to second. Ray Newman now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Bryant scores. Lanier moves to third. Mays moves to second. It's 5-0, Giants. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lanier scores. Mays scores. McCovey moves to second. It's 7-0, Giants. Ron Tompkins now pitching. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dietz hits a fly ball into center field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. Beckert moves to second. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert scores. It's 7-1, Giants. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Callison reaches second base with a double. Santo goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2 Giants. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ortiz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callison scores. It's 7-3, Giants. Danny Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Lanier settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Lanier. Danny Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Breeden hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dietz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tompkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bryant for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Ron Tompkins. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a pop-up towards third. Gallagher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mays is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Callison hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ortiz hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fuentes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Danny Breeden. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Phil Regan. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.